Okay, so the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Samach Amud Beis says that when one wakes up in the morning, he has to wash the tefillos yadayim and say the bracha. Both can try to understand the nature of this chiyuv, meaning what exactly about waking up in the morning causes one to have to wash his hands. So the Rosh in Siman Kaf Gimel says that when one is asleep, yadayim askan yosein, his hands are constantly like moving around, and since he doesn't know what he's doing, there's a strong chance he will touch the mekomos mitzinavos, places that are normally dirty, and he would have to wash the dirt off his hands. The Dibre Chamudos comments on the Rosh, and he brings down the Rada. He says that one washes due to the Ruach Ra that comes on oneself when he is sleeping, and it goes away when he wakes up, but there's a little left. What is the nature? The Shulchan Aruch, it's if Yud Gimel has a doubt as to what the nature of Ruach Ra is. Is it that because one slept, he has to get rid of the Ruach Ra comes, or because of nighttime? The Rashba says in Shaios Chivos, Simin Kuv Tzadi Aleph, that washing his yesodayim before Shacharis is more important than when you wash before Mincha or Maariv, because in the morning, after one wakes up, he is a Briya Chadasha, a new creation, and he's about to the Avodah Hashem, just like the Kohen Gadol, who washes before doing the Avodah Hashem, so too he has to wash. So there's a question on how to understand the Rashba. The Rada says that the Rashba is mainly talking about the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah Hashem, while the Mishnah says he's mainly talking about Briya Chadasha. So now that we have all the sheets down, we're going to bring some Nafkaminas. The first Nafkamina brought down by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Dalet Sif Katan Kaf Zayin says that when one takes a Shina Sarai, which is a less than 30 minute sleep, it's not a real sleep, so would he have to wash his hands? The Rush says that he would not have to wash his hands because there's no Chazakah that he touch himself. The Shita Surach Ra, if you understand that because of sleep, you would not have to. But according to the Shita of night, you would have to. And according to the Shita of Briya Chadasha, you would not have to. Because you're not a Briya Chadasha, or you're not getting up to do the Avodah Hashem. Siv Katan Kavches, if one is up all night, the Rosh says you not to wash his hands, because obviously he never went to sleep. The Dibre Chamudo says that according to the Shita of night, he would. But according to the Shita sleeping, since he didn't sleep, he would not have to. According to the Rashba, the Yuradah's interpretation, says he would have to wash his hands because he's about to do the Avodah Hashem. But the Mishnah Berurah, because he never went to sleep to become a Briya Chadasha, he would not have to wash his hands. The third Nafkamina is if one gets up from his sleep and he washes before Alos HaShachar, the Rosh says he would not have to wash his hands because after the first washing, he never went back to sleep. The Shita Surach Ra, the Shita of night, says you would have to because Alos HaShachar is still considered night. But according to Shita sleep, since you already washed after sleeping, you would not have to. According to Shita Briya Chadasha, the Rada's interpretation says you would have to because you're about to do the Avodah Hashem. But the Mishnah Berurah Shita in Sif Katan Lamed Beis says you would not have to because you could not become a Briya Chadasha twice.